There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour one on this Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Glad to have you on board. If you're watching, you're listening, all the above, or maybe it's after the show and you're listening to the podcast. Come on in, stay a while. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of The Dan Patrick Show. Got a lot of stats after last night. The Vegas Golden Knights, congratulations. It took them 6 long years to win a Stanley Cup.
Finally.
Forever.
Some lean years.
Yep, they finally did it.
All they've been through.
If you're a Toronto Maple Leaf fan, you got to be going, you got to be kidding me. We've been waiting decades. No, you know, half a century here, and they end up winning a Stanley Cup in the first 6 years of their existence. They've been to the Stanley Cup final twice in 6 years. And the Golden Knights had 4 different players score at least 10 goals this postseason. They roughed up the Panthers 9-3. Now, if you're going to look at that, so you say 9-3. If I was going to attach a touchdown for every one of those goals, that's 63-21 that they won last night. Basically, after the second period, they could have brought the cup to intermission and let the Vegas Golden Knights just sort of get familiar with it. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DP Show. Watching on Peacock, thank you. I'm staring right at you right now saying thank you for downloading the app and watching this program and our radio affiliates around the country. We are numbering nearly 390 around America and around the world. I got a letter from somebody who watches, listens in Australia.
Oh.
And they said that they love when we talk cricket. And I go, I didn't know we talked cricket. But we can try.
Have we?
Can we?
I don't know.
I don't recall a big cricket run on this show.
No, not yet. Not yet. But they'd like when we talk Formula One and cricket. It's a couple that watches or listens every day.
There's a big cricket community up by where I live.
Yeah.
There's a lot of games up there, and it's always just fascinating to see.
Okay. Yeah, I never quite figured it out. It just seems like it goes on forever, like days, which would be great if you just want to go and you don't have a job and you just sit there and watch.
Pitching motion is kind of awesome.
Yes, it is.
Underappreciated.
I like it. Simply Safe never rest on its laurels, and they could. They've been named the best home security system the last 3 years by U.S. News and World Report. They have the 2-in-1 smoke and CO detector, distinguishes between fire and cooking smoke, so you get fewer false alarms. They've thought of everything. You can get 20% off your new system, simplysafedan.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe. Play of the day, poll question, and, of course, stat of the day. All of that forthcoming. The Golden Knights prevail. They win in 5 games. South Florida, not a great week for South Florida with the Miami Heat and the Florida Panthers. Great week for Vegas. They approved the stadium for the new and improved Oakland A's, and the Golden Knights win the Stanley Cup. We got some drama with the Bills and their star receiver, Stephon Diggs. It's a little confusing there. You know, the Buffalo Bills, they'll be a contender for the Super Bowl. Feels like they've been a Super Bowl contender for the last couple years, but something odd is going on. It was reported on Monday Stephon Diggs was not present at the Bills training camp. Head coach Sean McDermott stated that the star receiver's absence was very concerning. One day later, it was revealed by Diggs' agent that the receiver met with the coaches on Monday, plans to participate in the entirety of training camp. The receiver's planned involvement is, well, has to be a sigh of relief for the Super Bowl aspirations in Buffalo. But there's something going on there. I don't know exactly, because if you look, Josh Allen said this isn't football related. Because I thought, all right, is he upset with the number of targets this past season, how the playoffs ended? But here's Josh Allen talking about his relationship with Stephon Diggs.
Internally, we're working on some things, not football related. But you know, Steph, he's my guy. I love him. He's a brother of mine. You know, this does not work what we're doing here without him. You know, we wish he was in here today and was out there on the field with us, and that's not the case. But I've got his back no matter what.
Once again, not football related. Because if you look at how the season ended, he confronted Josh Allen on the sidelines, basically saying, hey, throw me the ball or I'm open. We did talk to Stephon Diggs at the Super Bowl, and he didn't give us any gory details there. He just said, look, I'm competitive. This is who I am. Josh Allen had this to say as well.
I think that there are some things that could have gone better last year and didn't. I think we're just, as an organization, maybe not communicating the right way with everything. So, again, just trying to talk and listen at the same time and hear him out. And like I said, just try to move this forward as quickly and as respectfully as, you know, as possible.
Okay. Once again, it's not football related, but they had the sideline incident. Now, this is like DeAndre Ayton and Monty Williams. Remember they had at the end of the season the previous year, and then they didn't talk the entire summer. And I go, how is it that you as a coach don't reach out to smooth something over? Or Josh Allen as the quarterback, if you know something's going on, then you try to stave this off. You try to make sure that you have a preemptive strike so it doesn't become more. And if Stephon Diggs is thinking, hey, I'm waiting for you to reach out, we got to communicate better. What exactly is at the crux of this? Because I'm looking at his targets in 2022. He had 154. That's fifth in the NFL. 2021, 164 targets. Fifth in the NFL. 2020, 166 targets. First in the NFL. That can't be the issue, right? Yes, Paulie.
Yeah, and Diggs missed a game last year. So if he would have played all 17 games, he would have been just behind Justin Jefferson, Davante Adams, and Tyreek Hill. He would have been fourth in the NFL in targets during the regular season.
But it's not football related, according to Josh Allen.
That actually makes it more confusing.
Yes. And does it make it worse because it's not football related? Because if this is, hey, get me the ball more, I'm a playmaker, I understand that. I've never met a wide receiver in the NFL who didn't think they were open. And never satisfied. Hey, you got 12 catches. Yeah, I should have had 14. I was open three other times. But not football related. Is it communication related?
Yes. What are you not communicating? Right. I mean, Josh Allen said we could be communicating better. What is the miscommunication?
If he's your buddy, if he's your guy, this doesn't work without him. Aren't you in contact with him anyway during the offseason? And what is it that was there that, you know, can be rectified here? Is it just, hey, we need to sit down and talk? Don't disregard my feelings. I'm not quite sure exactly what's going on here. Here is the head coach of the Buffalo Bills, Sean McDermott.
Steph is not here. Everybody else is here at the current time.
How concerned are you about that?
Oh, very concerned. Yeah, very concerned.
Okay. I would have said, what are you concerned about here, coach? I know that they tried to pry something out of him here. But even with Josh Allen, everybody wanted to talk football. But, hey, we are talking football, because if Stephon Diggs isn't going to be here, then that's a big blow to Buffalo. That is, it is football related, even if it's not about what happened on the field or on the sidelines or the number of touches and targets. It's still football related because it does affect the football team. But Stephon Diggs, he's got an issue here. And I don't know how you solve that. But that's, you know, that's one of those off-season topics right now. I know it's June, but does it linger? Does it linger into July and August? And it feels like it's lingered since after the Super Bowl, before the Super Bowl. When we talk to him, I mean, he's a wonderful interview, but I just wonder if there's something else there. Here's Stephon Diggs with us at the Super Bowl.
And back, it was just a you know, that season that kind of like shook out the way it did. I feel like the first 9 weeks we had a kind of like a formula, like a recipe for winning, and we kind of got away from it on the back end. You know what I'm saying? We were creating ways to win, but it just how we were winning wasn't as smooth as the first 9 weeks.
Yeah.
So, and I kind of attested that just throughout the season. You know, we had a lot of ups and downs, and individually, just trying to keep things tied together. It was just some crucial moments in the year that, like late in the season, you know, late in the fourth quarter, it was opportunities that we didn't take advantage of.
Okay.
So I feel like that last series or that last play, when you saw frustration, it wasn't necessarily just that play, but those moments built up to it.
Like, culmination.
And for me, it was up to this point, like, we've seen quarterback and receivers as far as like tandems and guys who play at a high level, and every quarterback has their guy, you know, in those moments, like, you are the guy, you know what I'm saying? And up to this point, I've been the guy for my team and for my quarterback. So in those moments, of course, I want the ball, you know what I'm saying? I'm never going to apologize for that. I'll show you a good loser, I'll show you a loser, you know what I'm saying? So yeah. At the end of the day, like in that moment, it was fourth and whatever. Of course, I was 1-on-1 on the backside, and I wanted to put us in a position to win. So, you know, I'll never apologize for passion, because we forget about this game, I guess. Like, and, you know, some people say, like, oh, don't be a sore loser, or, you know, it's hard not to be frustrated. So for me, I always look at it as earlier in that season, we had a real.
All right. So he's sort of talking around the problem there, and it sounds football related. Because he's talking about, you know, the season, the first half, everything's great, and then second half, and then the playoffs, and then the fourth down call. That sounds football related. Yeah, Seton.
Yeah, it almost sounds like it's not the total number of targets. It's targets at the time that he needs to be targeted. And if he's 1-on-1, whatever, on the outside or something, and that's a blown play, or you miss that pass, then that's a problem. You know, almost like he's addressing more specific yes. incidents than he is a larger.
Yeah, it was in the moment, and you know, I got 1-on-1 coverage. I want the ball in that situation. I won't apologize for that. Yeah, Paulie.
I wonder if maybe, you know, how it morphed into something more personal, where when Stephon Diggs complained, it didn't go over well, or he was told to shut up.
Well,
or
Josh Allen doesn't acknowledge him.
Yeah, maybe Josh Allen was doing that over the, and we just saw one clip of that. But imagine, you know, in the meeting rooms or in the hallways or on the field, practice field, maybe it morphed into a bigger personal problem and hasn't corrected itself.
Yeah, because he's saying to Josh Allen, he's very demonstrative on the sidelines, like, hey, and Josh is looking down at his tablet. And I don't know if, hey, you know, and unless Josh Allen has seen this before, as Paulie has pointed out, or it's, hey, acknowledgement, you're embarrassing me here. You know, I'm the guy. Get me the ball. I had 1-on-1 coverage. Although I'm watching the play, I don't know if he thought he was more open than what he was, because he didn't look like he was wide open on a situation like that. But receivers never know what the quarterback's going through. If there's you know, somebody in his face, he's got to scramble, all of those things. The receiver, you know, they're individual contractors. It's like, hey, I'm doing my job, I'm open. Yeah, I couldn't get you the ball because of this or this or this. But that one felt like Josh Allen has seen this before, and he wasn't acknowledging it, and it feels like it's football related. Does it bring about more questions because they're trying to say, and maybe it is non-football related, but it feels like there has to be an attachment that's football related to this, Or maybe that's where it started and it escalated into something else. But to say it's not football related, does that make it worse? 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. Yes, Seton?
If football related is the easy fix.
Yeah, I would think.
That's the easy one. Okay, we'll throw it to you more. Sorry.
Yeah.
Jeez.
It's not football related. Okay, did he take your parking spot? Like, what? What happened here? Coming up, the most successful expansion teams in history. Maybe that doesn't sound like an exciting tease, though, if I say, hey, expansion teams, success. The Golden Knights, 6 long years, and they finally cashed in on the Stanley Cup final.
But you're right. You threw out the Maple Leafs, which is cold-blooded.
Well, imagine if you're the Indians,
Yeah. Now
the Guardians, that you're going, you got to be kidding me. Remember when the Marlins, it felt like every 5 years.
Are you asking me if I remember when the Marlins became a good expansion team?
Jeff Conine.
Yeah.
Yes. It's like, man, you got to have guys like Jeff Conine if you're going to win a World Series. I think that, okay. Every 5 years, it'd be like, let's win a championship, and then we'll get rid of everybody, and then we'll build back up and win another one there. Yes, Marvin.
Jeff Conine, you mean Mr. Marlin?
Well, yes, he is. Yeah.
He's their version of Ernie Banks.
Oh, he's Mr. Cub, Mr. Marlin?
Yep. Let's play one.
Who was the manager on that team? Leland?
Jim Leland.
Leland, right?
Jim Leland. Jeez. He could smoke some heaters, man. He could. He
pound some Paul
Malls. He was all cigarette team, man.
Yeah.
That dude could be. Yeah, he could pound.
We should bring that back. We should have more manager smoking.
Well, players were smoking, too.
Yeah.
Let's take a break here. Phone calls. Operator Tyler standing by. Coming up a little bit later on, he is Michael Porter Jr. III. The Nuggets forward will join us. And Brandel Chambly will join us on loan from Golf Channel. So we got a lot to get to. We're back after this. Dan Patrick Show. LifeLock. Another data breach to report. Managed Care of North America, Inc., a major insurance company, suffered a data breach that exposed the personal information of nearly 9 million patients. So hackers had access to all of this from February 26th through March 7th of this past year. All of that is there for the taking. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives every single day. And I mention this with LifeLock because eventually you're going to be a victim. The odds are not in our favor. If you have LifeLock, they detect and alert you to potential identity threats that you may not spot on your own. If you do become a victim of identity theft, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. Protect yourself with LifeLock. Join now. Save up to 25% off your first year. Promo code Patrick, 1-800-LIFELOCK, or go to LifeLock.com. Use the promo code Patrick for 25% off. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments, where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow,
you
know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Congrats to the Vegas Golden Knights in their sixth season of existence. They win the Stanley Cup. Vegas scored 26 goals in the Stanley Cup final. That's the most by any team since the 1991 Pittsburgh Penguins, and matching the 1981 New York Islanders for the most in a five-game series in the final. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. They had 9 goals on 31 shots.
That seems high percentage.
It does. It felt like there was more scoring this year, or at least in the playoffs. I don't know the number of goals scored or the average number of goals scored per game. Yes, Todd?
It also felt, at least last night, that Vegas was on a power play for the entire game. There was at least one more player on the ice for them.
They might have been. I like, you know, when we have guys who have injuries and we're like, you know, that guy's bothered by, you know, he tweaked his ankle, or this guy's got a, you know, hurt finger. He, or Matt Tkachuk, he has a broken sternum.
Wow.
And still played. But I almost said his dad, Keith Tkachuk. That's how old I am. I remember when he was playing. But Matthew Tkachuk, he had a broken sternum. He still came back to play. I don't know what injury you can have in hockey where you don't come back, where, you know, your teammates realize, no, he's not going to be able to come back. Now, maybe a concussion, maybe, but they would somehow hide that. You know, the one hockey player who had, but they lost track of how many stitches he had above his eye. I think they stopped at 80, but he still came out and played. Like, you know, if you're a hockey player and you get hurt, you're like, God, my teammate's going to be so disappointed. I mean, I got a broken leg, but it's not that bad.
It's broken anyway. You might as well get a shift in. Can you guys ever remember a final sporting event like Super Bowl, any title event where it felt over earlier? When the end of the second period, fans were taking pictures and like starting to celebrate at the end of the second period.
Yeah, like 28-3, the Falcons and the Patriots felt like it was over. I still love when, you know, NFL Films captured some of the Falcons and they were talking trash like the game is over. And then there's one player saying, hey, Tom Brady's out there. Don't start celebrating. Yes, Eaton.
It feels like college football national championships could have where it gets real ugly real early. Alabama Notre Dame comes to mind, where it was like, okay, this is big brothers versus little brothers here. This isn't going to work.
Called over during the national anthem.
Yeah. All right. The Milwaukee Bucks won an NBA title in their third season. The Arizona Diamondbacks in 2001 with a big unit, Curt Schilling, they won the World Series in their fourth season. The Marlins were in their fifth season in 1997. So here they are, their fifth season, and they're facing the Cleveland Indians, the Indians at the time, and the Indians lose in dramatic fashion. Edmonton Oilers, fifth season. That was 1983. The Baltimore Ravens, fifth season. They were technically an expansion team, but actually that was the relocated Browns, though they had to leave their nickname in the history in Cleveland. That one doesn't count. Ravens, not an expansion team. And then the Golden Knights, their sixth season. Who's next? The Guardians? The Lions? Or is it going to be somebody like, you know, the Kraken are going to end up going to Stanley Cup final in their, what, third or fourth season? Yeah, Paul.
I don't think I remember the Cleveland Indians lost that one in 11 innings.
Yeah, dramatic
to the
fashion.
Marlins.
Yes.
Oh, and then the same thing to the Cubs.
Yes, dramatic fashion.
They have to be the one seed for the American sports franchise.
Because they've been close. The Lions haven't been close.
Right. As far as like everyone would get behind their cause.
Would people get behind the Clippers? Would people get behind the Padres? I think they would get behind the Lions. I think, well, maybe they would get behind the Guardians. That'd be one of those, the story would start to build, but the name change hurts that.
Definitely hurts.
Yeah. Man, the long-suffering Guardian family fans.
It's almost like that resets the clock, in a way.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's over.
Yeah.
Like, they're over, the Cleveland Indians.
Who else would be up there? Clippers, Guardians, Lions, Paulie?
Here's one, and this is controversial. The Browns are off.
Okay, I was going to say the Browns.
The Browns would have been. They made movies about the Browns stinking draft day and stuff like that, but I really believe that Deshaun Watson has almost put the Browns on hold as a rootable franchise, rootable four franchise.
Yeah.
He is, yeah. His baggage has made them off the board as far as people rooting for them nationally.
Yeah, I could see that. Who else would be in there? But the Browns were great in the 60s. You know, pre-Super Bowl, they were great. And then the Packers became great and then won the first two Super Bowls. So you forget about the Cleveland Browns in the early 60s to mid-60s. And then Green Bay with Vince Lombardi and Bart Starr, they came in, took the first two Super Bowls. It's like the pre-Super Bowl era, Cleveland was a dominant franchise. Yes, Paul.
The Lions seem to have the perfect mix. They got a quarterback who was jettisoned by the Rams, and he's like getting back into football with Jared Goff.
And they love to gamble.
Yep.
They love to gamble. They're like us. They love to gamble.
They've got the right coach for sound bites. The Lions.
Yeah,
he's
Dan Campbell. Yeah, sure.
Lions are a one seed.
See, I worry about the Lions this year. Last year, I thought they were a playoff team. This year, they have expectations. I think that's the problem sometimes. Florida Panthers, no expectations this year. Had a wonderful year. I don't know if the Golden Knights had expectations. That always had Denver Nuggets, even though they were the one seed. I don't know if people thought, okay, the Nuggets. What were the preseason odds on the Nuggets? Were they even in the top? They weren't top five, I don't think, to win the title. I have to believe they were probably seven or eight. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, you're right on. They were eighth to win the title. Celtics, Warriors, there's favorites to win the NBA preseason. Celtics, Warriors, Bucks, Nets, Clippers, Suns, Sixers, Heat. Heat were above the Nuggets before the season.
Okay.
Just a touch.
And by the way, Nuggets fans, you can take your victory lap and say nobody believed in us. Go ahead. Yeah. You can say it to the media. You can say it to NBA fans. Nobody believed in you, and you have every right to say that if you want to. Factually, correct. Now, I would prefer you didn't, because just take your championship. That's how you shut everybody up. You don't have to tell everybody you didn't believe in it, but if you want to, you can. But you won the title, so you are saying, hey, nobody believed in us, because you would be correct. Also, we've been trying to find a comp for the Joker. Like, who does he play like? Like, who is he in a previous generation? Oh, is he Tim Duncan? Is he, you know, Rex Chapman said he's a 7-foot Steve Nash, which I found very interesting. I have a comparison for Nikola Jokic.
Are we playing Guess That Comp?
Yes. Not a basketball player.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is someone who makes everyone around them better.
No, it's okay. Just I thought of this guy, and I'm thinking he reminds me of Nikola Jokic. He's an athlete. He's big. He's great.
Football player.
He's funny.
Kelsey Bros.
In a unique way. So it might be more. Oh, we got theme music for guess the Joker comp. Okay. Let me see if I can give you hints. Great backstory. Has a brother. Also competes. Yeah, Paulie?
Travis Kelsey?
Nope. Not one of the main sports. Not baseball, football, basketball. For some reason, I thought of this guy and I go, he reminds me of Nikola Jokic for some reason.
Not baseball, football, basketball.
Nope. Very, very good.
And has a brother.
Top of his profession.
Top?
Yeah.
One of the Klitschko brothers?
No. No.
Oh, that other guy.
Tyson Fury.
Yeah. Okay.
Got a unique personality. Big guy.
Okay.
Good, you know, interesting backstory. Not exactly jacked. You know, he somehow gets it done. Got a sense of humor there. For some reason, that's who the Joker reminds me of, is Tyson Fury.
Okay.
All right.
Bloop.
Yeah.
We'll give you one.
Well, that sounded like a courtesy bloop.
No, it was a, yeah, all right, we'll give you it. It didn't feel like anybody was stepping up with a bloop, and maybe you wanted one.
Okay. Yeah, if Colin Cowherd came up with that, you'd be like, okay, all right.
That's right. Yeah. Be like, man, you got to hear what he said today.
Yeah.
I always do that. You know that.
Colin always has these analogies. You're like, it reminds me of Steve Jobs. And I'll be like, what? And be like, yeah. I go, okay. It reminds me of Jeff Bezos's girlfriend. Huh? Yes, Marv.
He'll go back to the real estate market. And audio, and that's how Ben Simmons is the best player in the NBA. Really? That's amazing.
Got to give him credit. You know, those analogies. Yes, Paulie.
I don't know if this is exact player comp. The guy I was thinking about the other day when I was watching The Joker was, and this is old, this is dated, Danny Manning when he was at Kansas. He was the big guy, and he was the focal point, and everything ran through him. Mm. And whenever the game got tight, it was like Danny Manning was not the most selfish player. And if he didn't get knee injuries, he'd been a real nice NBA player.
Yeah.
But when he was at Kansas, he was this big guy, and you're like, he can't jump out of the gym. He didn't look completely jacked, but he just crushed people, Danny Manning, in college.
Yeah.
And the whole offense ran through him.
Danny and the Miracles.
Yeah.
I got a chance to cover that, and I just remember the other teams had more talent. Was that was Pritchard on that and Scooter Barry
Milton
on that?
Newton?
Milton Newton was – Milton could play.
He had some compression shorts, I remember he wore. First guy with compression shorts. Scooter Barry, yeah. Pritchard.
But that team, and you're going, all right, they're somehow going to win this thing. And Danny Manning was the biggest reason why. But Nuggets fans, go ahead. You know, take your victory lap today. Yes, Todd?
How about John Daly as a comp at his peak? Someone that has a unique approach to his sport. To look at him, you wouldn't think there's anything particularly athletic about the guy.
Okay.
Yet he accomplished some shockingly big things during his career.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know if Joker has demons and vices like John does, but coming out of nowhere when he won the PGA Championship at Crooked Stick. I still look back on that story, and I think he was the eighth alternate. And Nick Price, I think, wasn't able to play in the PGA Championship, and his caddy caddied for John Daly, but John was the eighth alternate and ended up winning PGA Championship. Like, you talk about Buster Douglas and Mike Tyson, those odds aren't anywhere near John Daly, just eighth alternate, just to get in. Yeah, Paulie.
Buster Douglas was scheduled to be in the fight versus Tyson for months in advance.
Yeah.
John Daly found out on, like, Tuesday he was going to be in the PGA.
Yeah. Well, he would have probably been a Monday qualifier.
That's right. Yeah. Didn't he drive down and he had to like nowhere to stay or
something?
Yeah,
I think so.
That might be the all time you had no idea the person's name the week before. Because Buster Douglas had fought. He was actually a somewhat contending fighter.
Yes. Yes. That he had a resume.
Yeah.
John, we had no idea. And then you saw that haircut, the way, you know, he was smoking heaters and he had that sort of mustache there. The way he hit the ball. I did a story on John Daly where I went to see him, and we played golf. And I remember he had an Arkansas Razorback golf ball, but he was hitting the ball, you know, over 300 yards. And I said, is that the best feeling ever? And he goes, no. I said, well, what's better than hitting the ball 300 yards? He goes, sex. I said, oh, okay, all right. But to him, it was natural that he would hit the ball that far. And plus, not fun to play with because John had no patience. You'd get ready to, you know, I'd take a swing and he'd be walking right in front of you. And I said, John, I'm not good enough. Don't be doing that. I could hit you. And he goes, I trust you. But, you know, he'd be having Diet Cokes and smoking heaters. All right. What's the poll question we're going with, Seton?
Dan, we put up a poll question based on the Oakland A's right now.
Oh, the new and improved My Oakland A's.
Better protest strategy, a quiet, empty stadium or a full, angry stadium?
The Oakland A's scored in the seventh and eighth inning. They beat Tampa again. They won seven in a row. And they had a reverse protest where fans showed up. Almost 30,000 showed up. And here is the final call last night against the Rays.
And it swung on and missed. And the A's have won it. On a night of incredible emotion and with the unprecedented nature of the night, the Oakland A's have beaten the Tampa Bay Rays by the final of 2-1.
But on the same day, Vegas approved the financing for a new stadium as the Oakland A's moving to Vegas. How about this? If they make, like the movie Major League, if they make the playoffs, they get to stay. Can we do that? How about a tune-in factor for Major League Baseball with the Oakland A's? You say to the commissioner, hey, commissioner, this is pretty good. It'd be a good story. If the Oakland A's make the postseason, they get to stay. Yeah, Paul.
It's somewhat like soccer, relegation and promotion, but instead of it'd be relocation.
Yeah.
How many games are there? Okay, they're 23 and a half out.
That's not bad. A lot of season left.
Okay.
26 out a week ago.
No chance or low chance?
Of playoffs?
Yeah. Mm. Wait, are you going no chance?
Nah, I'm
going
to go low chance.
Okay,
yeah.
Always go low chance.
It really hurts having the Rangers in the division.
Never go no chance. Well, as long as the Angels keep playing the Rangers, that's good. Yeah.
The A's have won seven straight.
Yeah.
And
have they gained any ground?
Oh, yeah. They were 26 back a week ago.
Okay.
They're striking distance.
Oh, but they could make that up before the All-Star break.
If they win 24 in a row and the Rangers lose 24 in a row, I think they take the division.
How about we take a break? Phone calls coming up, and our play of the day is next. Had some downtime yesterday, and I was looking at some Panini trading cards. There's so many great cards that they have. I love the NFL and NBA Prism packs. You can find something for everybody. There's something for everybody in every pack. And brand new NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net. One-of-a-kind digital cards. They're the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. They sponsor our stat of the day. Panini's public auctions on the site. You're going to find the hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats. These are the official products of the NFL, NBA, UFC, FIFA World Cup, and collegiate sports. Also, you can share your cards in the public gallery. Keep an eye out on the Panini NFT platform for new features coming out next month. The only platform where you can win physical versions of your NFTs. Panini NFT trading cards giving you the opportunity to pull autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, even one-of-one NFTs from every base pack. The official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions and what may have occurred in the dugout, maybe in the 1980s.
It's the Book of Joe podcast. I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Yeah, well, there are no boundaries, right? Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Oh my God!
The play of the day.
Hunter, once I got it!
Check this out.
Bennett looking cross-eye. Stone intercepts. This time he sends it down. And a waffle. And goal into the goal. It's a hat trick. In the clincher. Mark Stone, the captain, makes it 8-3 Golden Knights with 6 minutes to go in the third period.
Courtesy of Fox Sports Las Vegas, Mark Stone, first player to score a hat trick in the Stanley Cup clinching game since, of course, Babe Dye of the 1922 Toronto St. Patricks. That's your play of the day.
Good squad, though.
Yeah. Yeah, the Toronto St. Patricks. Play of the day brought to you by My Plan from Verizon, giving you control over your phone plan. And we're giving you control over Marvin's Cookout playlist this week. Go to danpatrick.com right now to vote. Then tune in Friday to hear your winning playlist. And when you go to danpatrick.com, you can order my book that's coming out in September, The Occasionally Accurate Annals of Football, with the NFL's greatest players, plays, scandals, and screw-ups, plus stuff we totally made up. It's available pre-order at danpatrick.com. Some phone calls in here. Poll results, if you can. By the way, we're hearing from people saying the Colorado Avalanche won in their first year. They weren't an expansion team. Yes, Paulie?
How many parades have there been for sports in Vegas for a championship? The Las Vegas Aces, WNBA, a couple years ago, yet last year. And then I would bet that UNLV would have had a parade. Do you think they had a parade back when they won the title?
That might have been pre-parade.
Pre-parade.
Yeah. I don't know if their parade might have taken place at different places.
At a crap table.
Yeah, or maybe a strip club.
Do college sports have parades? Like, if you win the national title in football, do they have parades? Like when Georgia or Alabama? Or do they have, like, just do they get together at the stadium?
They might get it together at a stadium. Or in the arena for a basketball team.
Right.
Yes, Marv.
Just looked it up online. The Running Rebels did have a parade after they won the national title in 1990.
Okay.
At the Bellagio.
Ooh.
No, that wasn't at the Bellagio.
Yeah, Bellagio wasn't there.
But
it
did they
just at the Strip.
Did the Las Vegas Aces, the WNBA, did they go down the Strip like a parade with people on?
I have no idea.
I'm looking forward to it. All right.
Yeah. I'm guessing the Golden Knights are going to have a parade. I hope they do. It'll be good. It'll be fun.
Yeah, go down that one road.
Yeah,
real straight,
and then turn around.
Yeah, let's come back again.
You go down the Strip and then turn around and come right back. Hey, we'll be right back. Yes, Todd.
You hear all these stories about how they deface the cup into all these great. What happens in Sin City with the Stanley Cup?
That seems like a normal night.
That can get very messy.
Yes. Michael Porter Jr. III, Nuggets forward, coming up next hour. Brandel Chamblee will join us from L.A. Country Club, as we get ready for the U.S. Open. A couple of phone calls in here. Sean in Pennsylvania. Hey, Sean, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan, 63185. Right. I'm getting married tomorrow and just wanted to know if you guys had any advice for me.
Well, you probably should have reached out sooner, but tomorrow, where and when?
In Tamaqua, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
The girl's name is Jill, and she also comes from an Italian family like your wife.
Okay. Be careful, easy with the Italian jokes. Make sure your best man knows the speech is not about him, and it's not about inside jokes. Make it about how beautiful the wife is, and tell him keep it to 3.5 minutes or less. Less is more. Is it indoor or outdoor wedding, Sean?
The ceremony is outdoor, and then the reception's indoor.
Pauly, do you have the weather forecast?
For Tamaqua, Pennsylvania?
Yes.
Of course I do,
yes.
Dan. It's you picked the right day, because today it's rainy in Tamaqua. High of 77 and sunny.
Oh,
load up on deodorant.
That's going to be beautiful there. But make sure the mother-in-law has a great time, and, of course, your wife. It's their day, not yours. It's their day, so make sure you accommodate. All right?
Thank you, Dan.
And Sean, don't like comment, like Fritzy has done before, how hot the bridesmaids are. Do not do that.
Well, Michelle's looking really good. Yeah, I know I'm getting married to you in a couple of minutes.
Do not do that, okay? But good luck, Sean. We're all counting on you. And send us pictures when you get married. We'd love to have one of those.
Speaking of which, remember to smile. A lot of people are taking pictures. Make sure you're always smiling.
Yeah. You're right. Did you smile a lot at your wedding? I didn't remember you smiling a lot.
I don't know that I did.
Yeah. You look like you weren't miserable. You were just busy. You were stressed a little bit.
No, I don't know. I don't know. I really, you know what makes me think I didn't smile a lot is that I've never seen a picture from her wedding. So it makes me wonder.
Wait. You've never seen the photo album?
No, I don't even think we got one. We didn't even buy it. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. You had a great setup, that barn.
Yeah.
That was a great setup.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a fun wedding. It was a lot of fun. Yeah.
I had a good time. I smiled.
Yeah.
I had a great time.
People seem to enjoy themselves.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah. Yeah, Paul.
Wasn't Sean's anniversary just a couple of days ago? Does that sound right?
Yeah.
So on my, you know, Facebook, they do that thing where memories come up and you see what you did in certain days. Of course, I see memories, and there's me and my wife and a lovely outdoor event. I'm like, oh, what is this? And then I remembered because I wore the exact same tan suit that Seton and all his groomsmen wore. It was an outdoor wedding in the summer.
Yeah, fair.
I had my nice tan Brooks brothers. I don't get to bust it out too often. I roll up to the wedding. I get out. I see Seton, his brother, and a couple other girls.
Oh, no.
Wearing the exact same tan suit.
I know.
And I was clearly not one of the groomsmen.
It's not like another woman wears a white dress at a wedding. I mean, it felt like you were one of the groomsmen.
Yeah, I was backup. If someone went down,
yeah. You were there. Yeah.
I'll produce it.
Seth in Iowa. Good morning, Seth. What's on your mind today?
Yeah. You guys were talking about Jim Leland smoking heaters and the ball players smoking in the dugouts back in the day. My dad used to get free tickets. I grew up about 40 minutes north of Chicago back when they were just trash. And, you know, Mickey Morandini, G-Man, Henry Rodriguez, Grace. Benito Santiago was on the on-deck circle just smoking a stogie, getting ready to jump into the box. And I couldn't believe it. I was probably only 10 or 11 at the time.
Wow.
And it blew my mind that he was just sitting there ripping on a stogie, swinging the bat.
Benito Santiago was fascinating to watch. He was a great hitter, but he had such a great arm that he would throw guys out. He didn't even get up out of the crouch as a catcher. He was unbelievably athletic there. But Benito Santiago, he was usually up there in the batting race. He was an interesting guy. And Finn, usually your catcher is a little stockier. Benito looked like he could have been a shortstop. Yes, Pony.
When I was a little kid, I liked Tony Pena because he put his leg out when he was catching. And I had no idea why he was doing it.
Yeah, there are a couple of those guys. Johnny Bench was the first athletic catcher. And he's my favorite. But he was one of those guys. And he played other positions, too. He played third, played first. But I remember when he was behind the plate, he kind of changed. He had the one hand behind his back. So you didn't get that foul tip on your hand. But, you know, Johnny Bench could, if you were running, he was going to get you. All right, 1 hour in the books, two more to go on this Wednesday. Michael Porter Jr. of the Nuggets will join us, and Brandel Chamblee will join us from the U.S. Open. More phone calls coming up. Hour two on the way.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.